Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:12 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Hey, Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Hey,
so you and I were just talking briefly off the air. You're underneath the 3 mile bridge at Wayside Park because what? The city manager's working at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. You said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm working." What do you think I'm doing?
We're
replacing our pier and our boardwalk at Wayside Park. And man, and you're looking at the sun rays just dancing on the water. You've got seagulls flying up ahead, the breeze in your hair. It's all good in Gulf Breeze today. Beautiful.
Well, the way I hear it, that may be true where you're standing. That may not always be true at the dog park.
Geographically, I'm as far away from the dog park as I can get at this moment.
What is the drama at the dog park?
Wow. Drama mamas. So last night I made the recommendation to the city council that we close our dog parks effective this morning.
What?
Very, very unfortunate that it has reached the, you know, crescendo, Andrew. Where we are is for months we have had individuals who have failed to get along. And it has included our park ranger, our two parks and recreation directors, our recreation manager, myself, our administrative services director. We've encouraged them to meet at, you know, different times. We've tried to resolve disputes. But ultimately, there are allegations of discrimination, religious discrimination, harassment, and ADA complaints.
At the dog park?
At the dog park, we have individuals who are asking the city to no trespass other individuals. Friday, after 3:30, I received an email with a complaint, and it stated that if action didn't occur by Monday, that Tuesday, there would be a complaint, you know, filed and more threats made. And so, unfortunately, for a great part of yesterday, I was out of the office. And so was our Parks and Rec director. I did consult with our city attorney. And, you know, we do have an ADA transition plan, which was put together by ADA consultants. We do have an ADA accessible dog park.
Okay.
At Shoreline Park. That would be our beach dog park. As you know, our boardwalk is also ADA accessible. That's why we
Sure.
don't allow dogs on that boardwalk, because we have disabled individuals in wheelchairs. So we thought we were doing a pretty good job, not to say that improvements, you know, aren't always needed. We're happy to make them. But with the long list of items, I don't know that everyone realizes that it is our city residents, the taxpayers, who foot the bill. And all of the individuals involved are visitors. They're county residents of two counties. And to my knowledge, not one is a city resident.
But what's the problem? Like, when I go to the dog park, which we don't go that often because our dogs don't love other dogs, but if we do go, you know, everybody hangs around and everybody talks and everybody's nice, and it's kind of an amazing thing. The dogs play together and the humans play together. What's happening?
You know, Mayor Cherry Fitch reflected on that last night. She said, "What a shame. We used to hear feedback that the dog park is where you went to meet new people and make friends."
Yeah.
Going back, because there's a lot of public records requests from the individuals involved who are trying to find ammunition on each other. So we're gathering all of these documents at the request of individuals. I don't know if they're planning to sue the city or each other at this point, but it looks like it goes back to January of 2023, and it's about the demarcation where I think things really started to escalate. And it is so unfortunate, Andrew. I did call Commissioner Colton Wright this morning and talk with him because, you know, as I said, you know, the individuals, to my knowledge, at least at this point, are county residents.
Right.
And he did share that he is working hard to include more dog-friendly amenities and potentially a dog park at Tiger Point.
Oh, that'd be great.
And so
yeah.
that might help. If it is just a matter of personalities, you know, Andrew, and who lives in, you know, what area of our beautiful county, then then maybe that will help. But it is a shame. It's not a good reflection, I think, on the spirit of our community. And we hope we can have some good discussion once we start to unravel all of this. And I'll be bringing it back to the city council. And
but for now, as of today, the dog park is closed for 2 weeks because the adults can't get along. That's where we're at right now.
That's right. Well, more than that, because of the threat of claims and potential litigation.
Oh,
and
for legal liability for the city?
That's exactly right.
Good Lord. This is why we can't have nice things, right? I mean, like, Gulf Breeze has got a lot of nice things.
That's exactly what Commissioner Wright said. He took the words out of his mouth this morning.
God. All right. Well, we'll come back to this in just a second. We're talking to Sam Maple, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. I'm just amazed. And I don't even know the details. You know, I mean, like, I haven't even understood, like, what the fight is over, but it sounds insane. Go ahead, Jimmy.
If you are on eastbound heading, if you're on Cervantes heading eastbound at the East Street intersection, there was a vehicle crash earlier that was causing a lot of backup there. And southbound on Pine Forest Road, if you're trying to get onto I-10, you're going to see a lot of backup almost to 9 Mile Road. And on 9 Mile Road, heading westbound, there's a trash truck that is broken down, blocking one lane just before Pine Cone Road, and that is causing backups on both 9 Mile heading westbound and Pine Cone Road. Other than that, regular traffic building up on Burgess right outside of the high school there. And if you're coming in from Pace or Milton, you should be good to go all the way over the bridge into Pensacola. And coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are going to see a slight backup right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection and clear until about the Naval Live Oaks heading into Pensacola, but clearing up as you hit the bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Wow. Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Sam Abel. I still just don't even know what to make of it when you start talking about religious discrimination and sexual discrimination and, ADA and the adults of the dog park. It's amazing to me. So I'm sure there's more that we'll find out later. And it's good news. Good news that Colton Wright is working on getting another dog park in Tiger Point. I did want to just briefly mention, you guys are working on some traffic improvements at McClure Avenue. That's the traffic light by the Whataburger that goes over to the hospital, right?
That's correct. And this is, where we're really proud as a local government that we can move the ball forward when sometimes it gets more difficult at the state or federal level. So, Andrew, we have the believe it or not, the signal at the hospital is the only signal that doesn't include a protected left-hand turn. And so the city had requested a feasibility study and then a PB&E as part of the redesign of 399 with FDOT. And we realized that's just going to be a longer process. And in the meantime, we unfortunately continue to experience accidents there. So recently, Mayor Cherry Fitch and our city staff went out and looked at it with some consultants who work closely with FDOT. And they said, look, if you're willing to make, the investment, we think that it can happen much more quickly, and let's put together, some data-driven information, and let's just, the city can go forward. So that's what the council approved last night. We're going to pay for the signal upgrades. This also will mean that heading southbound on McClure by the large storage facility that we have by Publix, that you'll no longer be able to cross all lanes of 98 and take that left. Sadly, as the council were having this conversation, there was also discussion because there was an accident there just yesterday morning. Mm. So, unfortunately, just illustrates the point that there's safety improvements that must be made there.
All right. Well, very good. Sam Abel, again, I'm still kind of like reeling over the dog park story. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, same.
but, you do what you have to do to protect the people from each other, I guess, and also the city from its liability as you figure out what that might even entail. Sam Abel, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze, as always, Sam, thank you for getting us caught up on what's going on in the city. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
821 on News Radio Pensacola. If you are transitioning over onto Medicare because you're 64 turning 65 or you're retiring or you have questions, talk to my good friend Ricky Stewart. It's not complicated. It's not difficult, but it's a new thing. And if you're apprehensive about it, that's understandable, especially because you know, so I'm told, I mean, I'm not 64, but if I were, I'd be calling her, but so I'm told, people will try to pressure you and call you and make you seem like, make it seem like this is some big, scary, hairy thing, and it's really just not. So I've known Ricky as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does, and she's just so good at it. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from Pinair Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from Pinair is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a Pinair home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at pinair.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hello, we'd like you to have this flower from the Church of Religious Consciousness. Would you like to make a donation?
No, thanks. We gave it the office.
Good morning, 8:24 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. This business with Donald Trump and the trial is really kind of amazing. I mean, I don't know where it's going to go exactly, but it's hard to imagine a good outcome because the judge basically, you know, told him that I don't think these $1,000 penalties to a billionaire, you know, are stopping you or getting you to stop putting up things on Truth Social that are adverse to this case. And he says, this is Judge Merchant, it appears if $1,000 fines are not serving as a deterrent, the last thing I want to do is put you in jail. You are the former president of the United States and possibly the next president as well. There are many reasons why incarceration is truly a last resort for you. So as much as I do not want to propose a jail sanction, I will if necessary. President Trump, for his part, he says, well, you know, look, this is important. I have the right to publish what I want to publish and say what I want to say. And, you know, I don't. You can't stop me. The Constitution is too important. That's been, you know, kind of his response to all of this. So he's willing to go to jail to protect his right to speak, he says.
This judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
So he's not going to stop doing what he's been told not to do. The judge has, you know, like a parent, you can't threaten to spank them and then not spank them if they keep doing it. you know, I think Trump winds up in jail. And maybe that's what Trump wants. 826 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
That broken down truck on 9 Mile that we mentioned earlier, right before Pinecone Drive, has been cleared. We're still seeing some residual traffic on Pinecone Drive. If you're heading southbound on Pine Forest trying to get on the I-10, you are going to see some backup almost all the way to 9 Mile. If you are heading on Burgess eastbound, we are seeing some of that typical morning traffic building up right outside the high school there. Earlier this morning, we had a crash on Cervantes at the E Street intersection. Unclear as to whether that has been cleared by our first responders yet, but we are still seeing some traffic building up there, so expect some delays if you're heading eastbound. And on Garden Street, as you make that roundabout onto Alkenes, you are going to be backed up starting about Palafox Road going until about that roundabout on Alkenes. Heading in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, that traffic we mentioned earlier on Avalon Boulevard, that has been clearing up. So not too many delays there, but still backed up a little bit at the Naval Live Oaks park there, clearing up as you get to the bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Somebody sent in a weather report from Manhattan for today. Apparently, it's going to be stormy. On the stand. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, actually, you beat me to it, Andrew. My first story was Stormy Daniels is expected to appear as a witness today at the Donald Trump trial in New York. This would be the first face-to-face encounter between Daniels and Trump in several years. At least one person has died after tornadoes and severe weather hit Oklahoma yesterday. The death was reported near Barnesdale. That's just north of Tulsa. Homes there were heavily damaged. And the NYPD moved in to arrest several pro-Palestinian protesters as they marched through Manhattan yesterday, making their way to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And all of this happening as celebrities were heading into the annual Met Gala. Authorities estimate the crowd to have been about 1,000 people, and over 24 arrests were reported.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You know, one of the things that we took avail of in our family was Pensacola State College. And I tell you, our kids loved that opportunity because we had, like, we homeschooled our kids. My wife homeschooled. And when they were in high school, the two oldest, and, you know, now they're both in college. But when they were in high school, they did 3 years of dual enrollment at PSC, which is great. I mean, if you're a high school student, dual enrollment is great. You get college credit. You get free classes and books paid for, so you get college credit for free. It's a fantastic resource. They basically spent 3 years in high school to get a year and a half of, you know, college ahead of them, so they went into college as mid-year sophomores. And as engineers, they love the idea of getting to, you know, learn some of the things at PSC where you get individualized instruction, smaller class size. You know, they're willing to work with you, more accommodation. And also, frankly, having seen both UWF and PSC, one of the things about PSC is you have a wider variety of course section offerings. So if you want to take a particular teacher or if there's a particular time that works better for you, it's meant to be accommodating for both traditional and non-traditional students. PSC has obviously Pace, Milton, Tiger Point, Warrenton, Century, and Pensacola. And I'm just telling you from our personal experience, find out what PSC can do to help you and your kids reach your future goals at Pensacola State. edu. 8:30 here on News Radio Pensacola. I have tickets to give away for Showtime with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. I have a pair of tickets for one of the show dates. I'm not sure which show date, but they have the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th is when they are performing. So caller number, be fast. Number one right now wins tickets, 437-1620, to go watch Showtime with the Pensacola Children's Chorus, 10th, 11th, and 12th of May.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Stormy Daniels is set to testify at the former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Fox's Eric Shawn outside the courthouse in New York.
We expect the start of a big day with Ms. Daniels taking the stand, the first time, as far as we know, being in the same room with the former president since her alleged affair with him many years ago. We'll see what she has to say as she outlines this alleged plot to keep her quiet, what the president may have told her, what Michael Cohen may have told her, too.
Cohen, the former Trump attorney who was later reimbursed for paying Stormy Daniels to keep quiet. At least one person's been killed in a tornado strike in Oklahoma.
A large tornado tore through the small Oklahoma towns of Bartlesville and Barnesdale, The tornadoes leveled homes, downed power lines, and caused gas leaks. Among the buildings damaged, a nursing home in Barnsdall.
Fox's Carmen Roberts is at risk of more severe weather today from Texas to Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. 77 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola. The man killed in an officer-involved shooting last week in Fort Walton Beach has been identified as an airman stationed at Hurlburt Field. The U.S. Air Force confirms 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson died last Friday. He was assigned to the 4th Special Operations Squadron and had been on active duty since November of 2019. Hurlburt Field says their casualty affairs services will be offered to Fortson's family and supporting squadron, as well as resources will be made available to anyone impacted by this incident. The shooting happened last Friday at an apartment complex in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office says a deputy was responding to a disturbance of some type when they encountered Fortson armed with a gun. The sheriff's office said the deputy fired at Fortson in self-defense after he'd identified himself as law enforcement. A local jewelry store owner says he's out $300,000 after several suspects broke into his kiosk at the Cordova Mall on Tuesday night.
They took over 2 kilos of the gold. I wasn't so sorry about the money I lost because money is come and goes. But the time I spent to make all that was more painful than actual money.
And Channel 3 talked with Farzin. That's the owner of Farzin Jewelry. He said some of the suspects had been at his kiosk earlier in the day pretending to be customers, then returned after the mall was closed and hid underneath a covering. PPD says they are looking for multiple suspects. They've shared photos of those people to social media. If you have any information, contact Pensacola Police or you can call Crime Stoppers. Santa Rosa County leaders agree that any decision on whether or not to incorporate Navarre needs to be up to its residents. However, that decision, they say, should be based on complete, accurate information. So far, they believe that information hasn't been properly hashed out. That from Commissioner Colton Wright to Preserve Navarre leader Wes Seiler.
Find out from both of them what they would want, and if there's something they want from us, get it in writing. So it's public and it's out there saying, you know, I'm Representative Rudman or I'm Representative Andrade, and I expect the county commission to do this and the group to bring this to the county commission. And that's what the goalpost is. Because if we know what the goalpost is, we can work within that. But right now, it is nothing but variables and wish lists.
Commissioner Ray Eddington says that State Representative Joel Rudman wants that question to go to voters in the form of a straw vote in November. Ultimately, the board elected to kick that back to the state delegation. A vote to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson might happen any day this week. This comes after Georgia conservative Marjorie Taylor Greene met with Johnson yesterday. Congressman Matt Gaetz chimed in. He told CNN that it's not something he'd support this time around.
I was very deliberate to ensure that I did not execute a motion to vacate during an election year. I think that puts the majority at some risk. I think that that's not good for our presidential nominee. So I wanted to make sure we cleaned out the barn in 2023, that we headed into 2024 as united as we possibly could be.
And Gaetz says despite Johnson flip-flopping on a number of issues that he campaigned for the job on, it's important for Republicans to be as unified as possible with a razor-thin majority. It's 8:35 right now. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to see a beautiful, warm, humid day today with temperatures warming up near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Wednesday, similar forecast with a warm, humid pattern, high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. We're going to keep warm, humid weather around for Thursday with a high near 87. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 77, mostly cloudy in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and it is 75 in Milton. Your money now. Markets this morning, the Dow's up 70, just under 70 points at 38,920.37. S&P 500 up 11.96 at 51.91.90. The NASDAQ up 25 points at 16,375.05. Our 10-year bond rate down a bit today at 4.44%. Gold price is down 360 at 23.2760. Silver price is up 4 cents at 27.66. And Bitcoin up just under 500 at 63,529.47 today. Well, coming up today, we will get a look at the latest data on consumer credit. Also going to be some earnings results from Walt Disney, Reddit, Lyft, and Virgin Galactic all out today. The FAA opening a new probe into Boeing's 787 Dreamliner jets. The agency said Boeing informed it last month that some employees may not have completed required inspections on those planes. That investigation will determine whether those inspections happened and whether employees falsified any records. A Tennessee-based cleaning company paying over $650,000 in penalties after apparently employing at least two dozen children at slaughtering and meatpacking facilities. The Labor Department announced a deal with Fayette Janitorial Service after an investigation earlier this year. And some of America's best-known food brands are losing some market shares. Consumers use their wallets to rebel against rising food costs. Fast food prices in March were 33% higher than 2019 levels, according to the Labor Department. Grocery prices were up 26%. It's 8:37. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working. Or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step. And the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so this is an interesting one that my wife suggested this one yesterday, and I thought it was a it has great opportunity precisely because it's the kind of thing where I would think surely 100% of the people are going to give one answer. And I am convinced from experience that there is no topic so frivolous and so obvious that 100% of the people ever give the same answer. There's always people who do it weird. All right, so you ready? 437-1620, here's the question. You're cleaning the appliances, you're cleaning the windows, you're cleaning something, you've got the spray bottle in your hand. Let's go ahead and say it's Windex or something like it, right? You know, there's Band-Aids and there's bandages, there's window cleaner, glass cleaner, and there's Windex, who cares, whatever, okay? You got the Windex in your hand, you get it out, it's got that little twisty thing on the front of the nozzle, the twisty thing, which is the cap, if you prefer, which is set to X. To start, You then have the option to twist it one direction, which gives you spray, right? Mist, if you will, aggressive mist. You turn it the other direction, it gives you stream. Spray or stream? 437-1620, 437-1620. Prove now you're not a psycho, Jimmy. Give the right answer to the question, spray or stream with the Windex.
It depends.
Yeah. No, it does not.
Yes, it does. Yes,
there
it
is
does.
Only one answer ever. Right.
I'll give you an example.
Do you tell?
I work at a bar.
Oh, trumping me on professional expertise. Fine, whatever. Go on.
Yep. And we have to clean. This is an outside bar. We have to clean the. I would call it grout. I guess, is it grout if it's outside? Like it's like a cobblestone
sure.
or tile.
Sure.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
But you have to clean in between there. You got to spray bleach in between at the end of the night.
Okay, so it's bleach, not window cleaner.
It's not window cleaner.
So you're already off topic.
What you said? Spraying whatever. You're cleaning whatever.
No, I said Windex.
You said appliance.
It's glass cleaner.
You clean your dryer and appliances with Windex?
Some.
Okay. Well, this is
more glass, but sure.
Spray. I'm a spray.
Okay. So spraying the grout between the tiles outside with the bleach, you stream because you're aiming for a very specific place.
Exactly.
But you're never gonna clean glass like that.
No. No,
that's what I'm saying.
I would not do that.
Nobody's a psycho enough to. That's. I'm looking for somebody to explain to me on the Windex why there's a stream option. Now for the bleach, I can see it for spot treatments of like maybe a herbicide or something like that. You're killing the weeds, okay? But you know, even like you're trying to kill the wasps at a distance with the spray. I get that, okay. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about on the glass or perhaps appliances, maybe depending on what you're doing. When have you ever used the stream option and thought that was a good choice? 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see if everybody's right. Because this was her theory. Because she came to me, I think I have a frivolous for you. She said, I said, okay, tell me. She says, from the Windex, is it spray or stream? I'm like, spray, obviously, duh. You know, we're all adults here. And she said, right, why does the other one even exist? And I said, yeah, no, I can't explain it.
Yeah,
you're right.
There's no
reason for it at all. It should just be on and off.
Yeah, I've never thought about that.
Actually. Off and missed. You don't need you don't need all this complicated technology. Just off and on. Okay? 437-1620. I got lots of texts. Somebody here says, spray, I pour out of the jug. Now, I don't even know what that means. Spray mist. Somebody says, Jimmy's a psycho and spray. Well, you know, we're learning. Somebody here says spray. 437-1620. Spray. Spray, of course. Spray. I hate the stream. Somebody here says I don't mess with my wife's settings. Well, okay. Somebody says Windex is always a mist. See, this is what I'm saying. Now, in my experience, there's always one or two. There's always somebody who's going to say stream. We haven't found this person yet, but there's always going to be somebody. Somebody says mist to cover more area because it's more even too. It's going to be, and it's not going to like splatter back in your eye. Oh no, you have to wait, Jimmy. You have to wait.
I got
it.
Put
down your hand, Horshack.
Great callback.
Thank you. Somebody says it's for cleaning glass that you can't reach by hand, in which case you can't reach it.
Boom.
Why are you cleaning it?
Joey just called in and mentioned that.
What does that even mean?
If you can't reach the glass, and you're using one of those tall squeegee things, you got to spray.
Like a broom handle with a squeegee on the end of it?
Have you ever used a squeegee before? Squeegees aren't just the handheld, you know, things. They come in all sizes.
Okay, so if you're cleaning glass, like at a safe distance because, you know, the glass is radioactive or something.
No, if you can't reach the glass, you know what we're saying. Thank you, Joey, for calling in.
I like that you're damaging your orthodontia by clenching your teeth so hard. Somebody says, now maybe for long-range spraying of large windows, but I've only ever used spray. They wanted to make sure and let me know. Somebody here says, just stream in all caps. Well, explain yourself, man. Somebody says, I spray hubby streams. No, it's not a gender thing. Your husband's weird. Same outside with the hose to water plant. Spraying covers so much more. Oh, that's a whole different question. What's the right setting on the hose? Shower. Unless you got to get it a long way away or you're trying to like clean something off. But generally speaking, shower. Never mist. What do you ever use mist for? What are you, watering the strawberries? I mean, come on. All right. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm so unprepared.
Just need more life under you, that's all.
Hey, if you're heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see some delays about halfway through the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clearing up after you get past the high school and into the 3 Mile Bridge. If you're on the intersection of Palafox, Pace, and Massachusetts Ave, I would try and avoid that altogether. There is a road closure there due to some resurfacing construction. If you're heading southbound on Palafox, I would just go ahead and hop on Beverly Parkway and then head south on North W Street to get to where you're going. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you are clear into Pensacola. That traffic that we saw in Woodbine has cleared up significantly, still backed up for about 500 feet or so, but not the 2.5 miles that it was earlier. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. This report sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, particularly buying because you want to buy a home where you never, ever have to stream the Windex, Christina Leavenworth, she can help you with that. I don't know. She can absolutely help you with that. 175 homes sold last year. Loads of homes purchased last year. Lots of opportunity to help you because the thing that they can do is help guide you, you know, how to stage it right if you're selling it, what you can ask, what you can negotiate on, what kind of offer is likely to win if you're buying, and then knowing what a seller wants so you know how you can get the effective result that you want. So they're just really, really good at this process, and they're just great people, genuinely great people. Everybody raves about them. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. Back to the question of the day, which is, with the Windex, do you spray or stream? We've had a few brave souls come forward and admit, without going into counseling, that they do use the stream once in a while, which I think is interesting. Somebody here says, I stream. Oh, this is a person that I work for. I be careful now. Stream for corners and angles. Yes, there's a reason. What? Corners and angles.
There are a lot of texts coming in about stream.
Yeah, so I see that now. Somebody here says you need a stream for high glass. Stream when you're cleaning a very high window. The window you can't reach and you're clean. But then you can't reach it. Again, I guess they're using the pole approach.
Thank you.
Do you feel hurt now?
It's called a squeegee, and stream, they come in all sizes.
Stream is used to put it directly on a paper towel or a cleaning cloth. You can miss with that. You don't need to stream with that. 437-1620, maybe because it's a universal nozzle, cheaper than making another. Maybe the bottle is useful when you empty the bottle. No, that can be true. Somebody says, I defend Jimmy on this one. See, you're not a psycho.
Thank you.
Or you both are. Somebody here says, crystal vases. Why would that be? I don't understand. Stream, big bug on the windshield. Oh, okay. So here's, I was thinking about this, like, if you're cleaning your windshield in your car, stream or spray? Well, spray. Otherwise, if you're on the inside, it's all over the dashboard. If you're on the outside, it's all over the sidewalk. The problem with the spray, somebody says, oh, this is great. I've got an elected official. I want out him. Says, stream gets all the liquid onto the glass. Spray loses some in the atmosphere. Have you ever used the stream? It's all splatter, man. It's never going to go on the target. I understand that if you're not skilled in the use of the spray, you might lose some of the atmosphere. If there's wind blowing or something like that, you know, but the stream, it goes all over the place.
You're saying stream is for unskilled people.
Yeah, I'll say it that way. 437-1620.
We're going to remember that. We're going to remember.
I don't think stream people have good memories. Somebody here says, stream so I can hit the cat as it walks across the counter. With the Windex? Presumably you mean with the water, sir, in which case I'm with you. Somebody says tall or deep. Again, I don't know this. I'm getting cryptic emails from people. Somebody says you're too close if it's splattering. No, you're too far if you can't miss it. Somebody here says, I'm going to use stream now just to spite Andrew and laugh evilly as I do it.
Yeah.
Well, then mission accomplished.
That's great.
I mean, that absolutely mission accomplished. So there you go. I knew it. There's no question so obvious that everybody will agree about it. And we found there's two kinds of people in the world. The people who stream the Windex and the people who, you know, are normal. 437-1624. Oh, somebody says the stream is just a manufacturer's ploy to get more people to waste Windex and buy more because they have to go through it faster. Oh, interesting. A little marketing analysis there. I appreciate it. All right, so if you're thinking about getting that next car, particularly if you're thinking about cleaning that next car windshield with your spray not stream Windex, I don't know. There we go. That's two terrible segues and two ads back to back. Frontier Motors, they've got a very, very wide selection of good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. And the thing is, it's just designed around the person who hates to shop for cars. Because they know most people hate to shop for cars, and they want to make that experience as non-traumatic as they possibly can and make it as easy for you to get that next vehicle. And they do. And you go sit in some cars, test drive some cars. If they've got what you like, buy it. If they don't have what you like, send them on a mission to go find it. They'll go find it for you. The color, the trim package, the year, the mileage, whatever. Give them your parameters. They'll go hunt for a car for you, no problem. Because they see lots and lots of cars. And if they see the one you're looking for, they'll buy it for you, and then you can buy it from them. It's simple. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Gibbs Firearms is urging you to treat the mama bear in your life to something special. And not just any gift, but one that speaks to her primal instincts to safeguard her loved ones. A mama bear, fierce and protective, is always ensuring her cubs are safe. At Gibbs Firearms, they understand the mama bear effect better than anyone. Right now, when you purchase a firearm at Gibbs, you're automatically entered into their gun-toting mama's concealed carry purse raffle. Make this Mother's Day one to remember. Gibbs Firearms, at the corner of Blue Angel and Sereno Road, or online at gibbsfirearms.net.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gentlemen, congratulations. You're everything we've come to expect from years of government training.
Changing, getting it here, Hope you know how to get it, cause right here, we gon' get it. It's like this. We getting it, we getting it.
Oh, yeah. What? Jimmy, you don't like this?
I don't like how you said that.
You don't like
I was feeling the song.
It was the most unhip version of enthusiasm for support for the song. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, basically.
I am. Come on. You got to admit it. I'm the coolest 53-year-old white guy you've ever met. Category of limited scope.
Self-acclaimed coolest.
Self-acclaimed. That's right. Oh, by the way, I don't typically go back after the break to recap anything, but we did get a fairly fantastic text in here. Somebody said, it when it comes to the stream or the spray and somebody texts in and says maybe it has to do with how you go to the bathroom. If you sit, then you spray, and if you stand, then you stream. To which I said, so you're saying that wussies spray but real men stream their Windex?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's not the answer. All right, Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Every once in a while I stop and think, I do get paid to do this, though, right? This so great.
Paid?
Allegedly. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading westbound out of Gulf Breeze and Navarre, right after the intersection of Avalon Boulevard, you're going to see a little bit of buildup heading heading westbound all the way to the end of the Naval Live Oaks, but clearing up as you get onto the bridge. So expect some delays through there. And like I've been saying all morning, the intersection of Palafox, Pace, and Massachusetts, there is a lane closure that is they're doing some resurfacing there. You might want to avoid that altogether. If you're coming southbound on Palafox, maybe hop on Brent and take North W Street south. And if you're heading north on Palafox, possibly turn right onto Fairfield and head north. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, we were looking pretty good. No backup on Woodbine or Chemukla and Highway 90. And if you're coming in from Perdido, Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any real slowdowns. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Bands on the beach. We got bands on the beach tonight. So it's a Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. Tonight we're going to have Don Moores and Then is going to be performing tonight. So that should be a good show. It's always a good show. It's a good time. Just, I mean, if you've never been, just go one time to see. It is it's kind of amazing. What else do we have going on? Oh, interesting lawsuit working its way through the court system that looks like it might be in settlement phase, actually. And it would have to do with the NCAA paying college athletes who graduated before the name, image, and likeness stuff was allowed, who claim that the failure to allow for it deprived them of income. A class action federal lawsuit seeking damages for athletes who were denied the opportunity back to 2016 to earn money from name, image, likeness use. Former Arizona State swimmer Grant House is one of the plaintiffs and says that this could be a $3 billion settlement from the NCAA over 10 years with help from insurance and withholding of distributions that would go to the Big Four conferences. So it's, you know, right now we have a system in place where people can, but because they were told for so long they could not, the allegation is we should have been able to make money, and since you deprived us the ability to make money, you owe us. And this looks like, by the way, I mean, there's all kinds of implications here, because it looks like we are getting on a path towards just outright paying college athletes. That's the one thing. Another thing is, where would the money come from for some of this? And the allegation is that it would come from other non-revenue generating sports, what people sometimes refer to as the Olympics college sports. You know, the college sports that people do and get scholarships for that don't make money, that actually lose money. Because, for example, Alabama athletic director Greg Byrne said that they lost $40 million on the 19 sports outside of football and men's basketball last year, I think. He says that the Olympic sports would be the ones that it would be in jeopardy under this. So this is kind of a to watch and see what happens, but very interesting lawsuit. All right, we don't do a lot of future news anymore. I don't know why. We just kind of talk ourselves into a position where we don't have time to do it. But today we have a little future news. We'll tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Do we get an aquatic center study in Santa Rosa County?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope we don't just go out there with a shovel.
Does the Chappie James Memorial Project get funded through tourism money or get delayed and paper cutted to death? I will be honest, I'm not optimistic about this. Yeah, there seemed to be some kind of weird set of forces at work that want this to not happen despite all of the we love it. I don't know. It's an odd situation. Is Trump going to jail?
No comment. Can't comment on that.
I think he will. I think he will keep posting, and I think the judge will put him in jail as contempt of court.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.